52,000 amazing students,
9,000 dedicated staff,
96 schools and programs,
the largest and most diverse school district in Nebraska,
the Bunnies,
the Bison,
the Vikings,
the Bears,
the Wolverines,
the Huskies,
the Eagles,
OPS proud
and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.
Welcome to More Than Hashtags, the OPS Proud podcast. I'm Matthew Ray, your Omaha Public Schools superintendent. We're here to give you the inside scoop on what's happening as we chat with the amazing staff and students driving our progress.
I'm Dr. Kayma Kondaverlik, and I am the Family Engagement Coordinator for Omaha Public Schools. And in this role, I work with the schools and district and families alongside the community to form positive relationships and ultimately work towards improving our student success.
So talk a little bit about some of the things that are available to families between now and the start of the school year.
Yeah, one of the major things to be aware of for families is that campus parent portal. It's an opportunity for families to get online and complete their back-to-school paperwork. It used to be all physical forms, and now it is 100% online. It'll speed up their time when they're coming back to school for those orientation moments. And so that's accessible through Campus Parent. You can find it on our OPS website at the bottom. Other pieces is that OPS website is by far the greatest benefit for families to look at between now and the start of the school year, being aware that updates are posted district-wide on there. We also have a variety of social media channels, whether it's our district or school-specific channel. Be sure to follow those for more updates.
What's all on the portal?
Yeah, Campus Parent is an opportunity to view attendance, grades, emergency contact information. You can view IEPs if that's relevant to your student. It's an opportunity for that one-stop place to see teacher contact information as well as the student's schedule.
We want to start off fresh. We want to start off day one by showing up to school ready to learn. Why is attendance so important?
Attendance is so important because it's that one constant, right? Every minute counts when your student is in the classroom. They're learning, they're socializing. And so that content is so very important, but so are those social skills. And so the more opportunities students have to practice those, and by being present in class, the better. Think about the way that your child will get to school before school starts and kind of plan for those what-if situations.
As we look into 25-26, families do a lot of preparation. A lot of things happen. We introduced the late starts last school year. Where do families find the information about the upcoming school year?
The 25-26 calendar is available to families on our website. And at the top, you go under Student and Families, and there is a drop-down called Calendars and School Hours. And so that's extremely helpful for families as they're planning for the 25-26 school year.
And that's K-12?
That's K-12, correct.
So most of that information is really located all on our OPS website. Anything specific to what a family needs to know, from the calendar to information about nutrition services, from menus to even immunization records or what immunizations are needed, to information about student placement, how to get a hold of the placement office that can help them through the enrollment process and school selection as well.
My name is Aisha Station. I am the principal at Boyd Elementary. I will be going into my second year.
So part of starting off school year is engaging parents and getting kids back in the groove of things and families in the groove of the routine. What recommendations would you have for families to get students, families back in that routine?
I would say probably starting now, definitely having kids go to bed at a set time and getting up at a set time, because sometimes that's the hardest thing for them to do, is to, because they've just had fun nights of video games and things all summer. So the best thing to do is start getting them back on a routine, making sure that they attend our back to school night, just so they can get to know the teachers again, familiarize themselves with the building, especially if they're a new student, just making sure that any, you know, all their information is updated so they can stay in contact with us, and any questions or concerns that they might have, talk to us about those on the back to school night. The one thing I do notice that sometimes we have happened with students that catch the bus in elementary, they don't quite know where it is. So I would definitely have parents walk their students to the bus stop, have them kind of show them landmarks to look for when it's time to get off the bus, and then how to walk home.
How does Boyd connect families to the school?
I think one of our biggest things are engagement nights. There are some things that I came into Boyd and they had already been doing that were just, you know, parents looked forward to. Our gingerbread night it's one of our literacy nights. So it is usually surrounded by our book fair. And so it's a way that families can do a fun activity together. So they're making, you know, like the gingerbread houses, to where we even, like last year, had our Keystone Neighborhood Association. They donated a lot of candy and stuff. And then they also came and volunteered to set it up. So it's a way to just kind of bring everybody together to do something fun. This year, we made it a little bit different, to where in order to, they got a gift certificate to the book fair. But in order to get that gift certificate, they had to sit in a workshop with me. And so we actually talked about,
they got
like,
to work.
They got to.
They didn't have to.
Yes, they didn't have to. They got to sit in a workshop where we really talked about like reading and literacy. Coming from high school, middle school, and now elementary, I can see where, you know, when that reading isn't sound in the elementary years, how hard, you know, school can be sometimes. So really just giving parents some of that insight on the importance of reading and literacy and how that can impact life. So that's what that night was really, really about, is for our parents. And then we have our multicultural literacy night. We're pretty diverse. We have about 15 languages spoken at Boyd. And so this is a way that we can celebrate all the different cultures. So parents bring a cultural dish and we just kind of have this really big potluck. And so we eat together. And then we have different stations where they go around and talk about just their different cultures. We have things that highlight different authors from different cultures. And then students did their cultural dances and different dress and different performances. It was a big feat to take on. My staff did an amazing job and our families loved it. It was a really nice program. So those are two things that Boyd has been doing. They're kind of those staple activities that families actually really look forward to. The other thing that they kind of recently started was grandfriends or grandparents breakfast. That's also around the book fair. But it was, you know, they came up in the morning and students got to read to their grandparents. We have different family structures and some, you know, students live with different people. So this was another opportunity just to bring family in to where they could, you know, get to know Boyd, but then also get a chance to understand and highlight the importance of reading. And that's kind of our focus right now.
So all three of those that you talked about, there was a consistent pattern of literacy in all three of those. So why is that so important?
Well, you know, not only is it part of our moonshot, it is something that, you know, those early years you are learning to read. However, after third grade and on, you're reading to learn. So everything that we do, all of our points of survival are surrounded with reading. You know, you can't drive if you don't know how to read. Buying groceries, you have to know how to read. And so in order to really empower our students to be independent and give back to their communities and be able to, you know, just live, we have to give them a foundation of reading. And then I just want my students to have that freedom. We want to empower our students to be able to seek information and get it on their own. So if they're able to read, then you can always pick up a book and get anything that you need.
More Than Hashtags, the OPS Proud Podcast, is produced by Omaha Public Radio. Looking for more information on this episode? Visit KIOS.org and search for More Than Hashtags.
OPS Proud.
OPS Proud and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.